Hi, this is Nan Marin, and I am the host of the Social Graces Program. Last month, we had Mr. Dick Sable on the program, and I went over some social skills pertaining to the art of small talk and how to introduce yourself in a crowd of people that you do not know. I hope that last month's program helped some of the listeners. Today, we have Terry Buell, owner of the Mountain View Brasserie, which is located in Greenville, New York. Terry, thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me, Nancy.
How long have you been in the restaurant business, Terry?
Well, my husband and I started the Freehold Country Inn back in 1999. So I've been quite a few years now in the restaurant business. I had retired after 19 years with the state of New York, and we decided to take on another career. My husband, who owns a construction company, Birch Hill, we both decided that we wanted to take on that venture, and we've been happy doing it ever since.
Well, what made you think of starting a restaurant of all the other second careers you could have chosen?
Well, my husband had, when we were first married, he had a background in the food franchise business. So he was actually no stranger to the food industry. And living in Freehold at the time, which we still are in Freehold, there was an old inn on the corner of the intersection in Freehold that my husband and I had loved for years. And we bought it, and we thought that the area could use a nice restaurant, and renovated it, and then opened in the spring of 99. And we opened with our chef, Max Sooner, who was to become a partner with my husband and I. So we've really enjoyed the restaurant business.
And how did you, you're still with Max,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And how did you meet him?
He had worked for a company, Restaurant Associates, which placed him in different locations in the country. Hmm. He was the executive chef at the United Nations for many years. And his family, his wife and two children, lived in Freehold. And when my husband and I were renovating the inn, he just happened to walk in one day and asked us what we were up to. And that the rest is history. He at the time was on sabbatical and decided to join us. And eventually we all became a partnership, and mm-hmm. It's worked very well for us.
I think it has.
Yes, we've all enjoyed it.
I know what I was going to ask you, which we talked about on the way over here today. The French word brasserie.
Yes, yes. We get many questions about the brasserie.
and we
get many pronunciations of that word. And it actually, after we had sold the inn, about a year later, we opened up the brasserie. And at that time, there were a lot of bistros coming into existence. It was becoming very popular. And our chef, Max, set the tone for the restaurant. And he decided that because of, in the French culinary world, a brasserie is not only larger in space and table-wise, but also larger in menu. So we decided, rather than go with the bistro theme, to go with the brasserie theme instead. And as I say, we get a lot of a lot of pronunciations with the word, which is fine. It's no big deal.
As long as they come
exactly.
To your
as long
okay.
as they come in, we get a lot of variations.
So, I was thinking that what we should discuss today, being that you're in the restaurant business, is I couldn't really go over. I could spend 3 or 4 hours if this was a TV show where people could see like how to set a proper table and things like that, and
sure.
the wine glasses and all that. So what we can talk about is dining skills and rules,
okay.
and there are many. And your place is I think it's upscale. Definitely do. And it is a place that you would take your hat off before you went into the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And
yes, we are a fine dining restaurant.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And the rules that I thought we could go over and the skills are basic. They're not complicated at all. They're most everything that we're going to talk about is common sense. And maybe you learned it at home and maybe you didn't, but it's very easy, very basic rules of fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, the first one is don't wear your hat in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And maybe I may have things as I was writing my notes. I'm just going to go through them. They may not be in the order that they should be, but
okay.
I think it's still going to be doable. A very important thing to remember going into a restaurant is that you don't start eating your meal until everyone at your table has been served.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen that before, and I know there could be a group of 8 or 10, and you may get your meal put in front of you first, but you do not even pick up a utensil or have a bite of your bread and butter before everyone has been served, correct?
That's correct. I know when we do have, as you mentioned, a table of 8 or 10, when we do have larger parties, we try to get the dinners to the table as quickly as we can, because we know that most people, no one will start until everyone has their entree in front of them, whether it be dinner or lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So on our part, we try to get the server doesn't go out into the dining room until most of the entrees are assembled. And then we try to get them to the tables as quickly as possible, because we know that people will sit there and wait until all of the entrees are on the table before anybody starts. I mean, that's the way that it should be, and that's what we try our best to do.
And if you have a large group, even though you may be busy, for that large group, you may have two of your staff bringing the dinners out instead of one.
And also bus staff as well.
I see.
And I know on busy nights, I know even myself, I try to pitch in, and everybody basically works together. But on larger tables like that, I normally have two servers on so that everybody can get started with dinner once everyone has been served.
Yes, because I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
I'm just going to go through my list of thoughts, and we're going to talk about these things.
Okay.
I know everyone's probably tired of hearing this, but what you really should do when you go into a fine dining establishment, or when you're dining with anyone, really, even going to a diner, you need to turn your cell phone off or silence it, if nothing else.
Yeah.
If you are out to dinner, you should be focused on the people that you're with, even if it's your family.
That's correct. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be just a business acquaintance or anyone like that. It could be your family. And you can, if you get a voicemail, you can listen to it after you leave the restaurant. And also, if you're invited to dinner, you should probably get there on time or even a few minutes early. And especially if you have invited someone to dinner, you don't ever want them to get there before you.
Right.
You should be there first, even if you have to be there 15 minutes early to greet your guest.
Right. Yeah.
Do you experience that a lot? People meet or do they come together?
I think we get a little bit of both. Usually, when it's a larger group, you'll get the person who's invited everyone will come, will most often arrive first and greet the other guests as they arrive. Because of our location, and we do get a lot of folks from out of the area, people do tend to carpool, and you do get groups coming together. But getting back to the cell phone issue, I know, especially when it's when it is a special occasion, if someone's coming for a birthday or anniversary, it's nice to have people sit and enjoy the occasion and celebrate. And you do get the occasional phone that will ring, and people will, you know, get up from the table, walk outside. Everybody most often does that. And then you do, you get the tones where someone has either silenced their phone, and you can tell if, you know, if they have a message, but they ignore it. So it's nice to see when, especially with a special occasion, that folks, you know, generally won't sit there and either text or talk on the phone, which is really not the thing to do.
Yeah, because I've been in restaurants before, and if it's a group of even like five or six people, they'll answer their phone, and you've got two or three people talking at the same time.
Yeah,
and I just think if you're going taking the trouble to spend the money and go out to eat, turn your cell phone off or at least silence it. And you also should not be texting or reading your emails. To me, if you're looking at someone that's looking at their phone and reading their emails, it's the same as if they picked up a newspaper, put it in front of their face while you're dining and reading the newspaper.
I agree.
There's a lot going on with cell phones now. You can do practically anything you want. Be bidding on eBay for crying out loud. So, I wanted to talk about the tone of your voice and how to moderate the volume of your voice. And I'm talking about in a fine dining establishment. There are people there that have maybe had plans for their wedding anniversary or a birthday. They've spent, you know, they've made the reservation. They're very excited about going out to eat. Some people don't get to go out to eat that often. It can be a very special occasion. And you just don't want someone a table or two down from you with that really loud mouth or really high volume of their voice that can overshadow your fun that you're trying to have in your special moment.
Right. It would be nice, you know, to have everyone have a moderate tone, which it does become difficult sometimes when a restaurant gets crowded, you know, you do get the background noise, and when it's busy, you get a lot of busy noise. But it would, you know, it is nice if everyone, you know, uses a moderate tone.
Do you have anything up on your, like a wall that says, please silence your cell phone, anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I just... I think for the most part, when folks come in, they're pretty considerate. As I say, I've had, you know, plenty of folks who, whether they get, you know, the vibrating phone or some kind of a beep or something, I mean, they do get up and they do leave the building. They go outside.
To talk.
And people do that in the winter when it's raining. They do that. I mean, they do leave the table. You know, you never know if it's important or, you know, you just don't know.
Yes.
But we do have guests that do leave the table to talk if they need to. But no, as far as anything about the noise, you know, keeping the noise in mind, Our place is small. I do have on the walls, I have acoustical panels behind fabric that try to absorb the noise. And we do have, you know, carpeting on the floors. That helps with absorbing
muscle.
The noise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we leave it up to the folks to, you know, to try to use a moderate tone.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't always easy, but it's okay.
So I thought what we could talk about now is a very basic dining rule, and that's to chew with your mouth closed.
Oh, yes. Yes, very basic.
It's silly, but come on. Most of us have been taught that rule as a child, but I've seen many adults that they still need to hone their dining skills,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to talk about your patrons.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all in general.
Yeah, in general.
It's not
involving
the Mountain View Brasserie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to say that I think is important is... when you do need to leave the table during the meal, excuse yourself by saying, excuse me,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and put your napkin on the left side of your plate. You don't throw it in the chair.
Right.
That's where you put it.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of fold it, put it there by your left side of your plate. And also remember, if you're going to leave to go to the restroom or use the phone, it's very impolite for more than one person to leave the table at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't want to see, let's say you're dining, and it's you and two girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
and those two girlfriends get up at the same time to go to the ladies' room. That's very, very rude.
Well, to leave someone sitting alone.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I just remember that in my training, that was a really, really important thing.
Yeah.
Don't go in twos or threes outside,
right. mm-hmm.
or to talk or to go to the restroom together. That's pretty rude.
Right. And I think that's especially true if you're with a group of people that you're just maybe, you know, not that familiar with, or maybe people that you would leave behind might be awkward with conversation. Or,
mm-hmm.
No, I agree. You wouldn't want to leave someone alone at the table. That's not a good thing.
You also have outdoor dining,
mm-hmm.
when
the weather's nice.
Yes,
we're going to. We have a small patio that we started using last year for outdoor dining. We use it mostly when the weather's nice, and also when folks are waiting for tables. They might want to sit outside and have a glass of wine.
Mm.
And it's used mostly for lunch as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something nice. We have somewhat of a mountain view from where we are.
Yes, she did.
From outside, yeah. So, you know, I try to incorporate on that a little bit. But if the weather eventually clears up, hopefully we can use the outdoor space. It would be nice. I know myself, no matter where I go, if there's outdoors dining available, I always like to eat outdoors.
Yes.
Especially if it's near any kind of body of water.
Mm-hmm.
I just love to eat outdoors. So.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're just, you keep renovating and having new things
yes,
at your place.
Yes, I try to keep things different. I try to change things. You know, it's a small place, but... I try to keep it interesting.
Before the area, it is a very nice restaurant.
Oh, thank
probably
you.
The nicest dining establishment in several miles, I'll say.
Well, thank
or
you.
More.
Thank you. We try hard.
And we're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to ask you about reservations.
Uh-huh.
Do you take reservations?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We mostly deal with reservations on the weekends, which I think is pretty common. We take, and depending on the number of people, a lot of times, for instance, when you're dealing with maybe a table of 2 to 4 people, you allot a certain amount of time, say 2 hours. When you're dealing with 6 to 8 people, you jump it up to 2.5, 3 hours. So it all depends on the number of people as to how long you take for reservations and with the follow-up booking of a reservation.
Okay, so they don't even know, when they call in, they don't even know that when they say it's going to be 4 couples, that you've calculated a 3-hour time.
That's
for
correct.
Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what do you do if you make a reservation? Of course you should honor that reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And do the people call you back if they know they're not going to make
it? Oh,
yes. What percentage of people do you think actually calls and says, we are not going to be able to make it, please free up that spot?
I would have to say that for those folks that cancel, just about everybody calls.
They do.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Very rarely do you get just no word and nobody shows.
And how
That's
long,
very rare.
How long you're waiting for a group of 8 to come in,
mm-hmm.
that have made a reservation? How long do you hold that spot, especially on a Friday or Saturday night?
Well,
or do you maybe call them?
No, I don't do that. I know a lot of places will have, you know, will hold a table for 20 minutes, kind of a theory, mm-hmm. but I try to juggle tables. It's on busy nights, you're always, you know, someone might come in with 1 or 2 people more, someone might come in with 1 or 2 people less. So for me, I just kind of work the night and just try to move people and move tables. You know, sometimes I get myself in trouble with it as far as, you know, there might be a little delay. But I really, if someone comes in late, I don't like to say, I've never said,
sorry.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you weren't here, so your table's gone. I never, ever say that.
But I think you're the exception because, you know, if it's a very busy night and you've made a reservation and you're 20, 30 minutes late, if another group comes in, I would think most restaurants, they're not going to turn away business if you hadn't made your reservation. So the point is, if you make a reservation and you're going to keep that reservation, be there a few minutes early.
Right. It's very helpful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, not even if you could just be on time, especially when you're talking, as you mentioned, Nancy, a larger group, it's always really helpful if you could, you know, at least arrive on time. But again, you know, I try to do the best I can with accommodating folks.
Yes, you're too nice.
Well, I don't know about that, but
so I was just going to talk a little bit about fine dining, about how people pay a premium for fine dining,
yes,
and enjoying
true.
The night out.
Yeah.
And it's not just the cost of the meal. It's they may have gotten a babysitter, and that
mm-hmm.
costs money, and maybe bought a new dress for the occasion, and you're paying for the ambiance.
That's right.
And
yeah.
then we get into the tipping. So
yeah.
that's important.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about tipping.
Oh, sure.
Is it still 15% or is it more like 20% now?
Well, I have found that it's anywhere from 15% and higher with folks. I mean, we have a policy that if tables of 8 or more, we have an 18% gratuity. That's right on our menu.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, folks tip what they feel that they should. People work very hard for their money.
I know.
And
that's hard and work.
The guest who comes in works hard for their money.
Mm-hmm.
And we always keep in mind that they deserve the best service. that when they come, as you mentioned, to fine dining, it's more expensive for the guest. You know, they usually come for special occasions. They buy wine. They want to have a dessert, or they bring their own dessert with them to celebrate, which people do for birthdays.
So they bring up their cake.
Absolutely,
or anniversary cake.
If people want to bring dessert, they're more than welcome to do that.
Oh, that's nice.
And we feel that, you know, when people come to celebrate an occasion and have expectations of having a wonderful meal, that's what they should get. And we try very hard to please all of our customers. And I find that folks, you know, tip 15% and more, which I feel is very fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you still have the, this is off the subject, but do you still have the harp player?
Oh, yes, yes, we have.
What night is that?
Jim Davis, he plays on Thursday nights.
And how many years is he?
Oh, my gosh, he's worked for us for, I was trying to calculate it the other day. I think it's been about 8 years now that he's worked for us. And everybody really, really enjoys it.
It's soothing.
It really is. And not only for the customers, but for us as well. You know, we just love it. He plays all his own music. He writes everything himself.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, he's amazing. It's all his own music. And he not only plays for us, but I know he plays for other restaurants.
Mm.
He plays special occasions, you know, for weddings. Mm-hmm. In fact, he played at one of my daughter's weddings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. He's very good and very talented. Yeah, people really enjoy it. Yeah.
So the last thing I wanted to talk about was, it's really not anything to do with manners or etiquette, but, you know, back in the day, not that you are that old yet, but I think back in the day, people used to really dress up to go out to eat, and they thought it was a special occasion, and they might look forward to that, look forward to going out to eat all week, and they wanted to put on, not a gown, but they would dress really nice and maybe put on some certain their earrings that are special.
Yes.
Or,
I remember those days.
And don't you wish that we could go back to that, that people dress up a little bit when they go out? I'm not talking about just your customers.
Right,
in
but
general.
Everybody in general.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Kind of the
yes.
olden days.
Yeah.
And put a little perfume on, and the man wears his suit jacket and maybe even a tie.
Mm-hmm. I think things have become very casual.
Yes,
which,
too casual.
I mean,
that's,
you know,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Things have become very casual. Yes, I remember well everybody dressing. Yeah, it was nice.
Well, I guess that's going to be the last thing on the show today, was maybe everybody could dress up a little bit more when they get the chance to go out to eat. Terry, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Nancy.
It.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.